Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
He is the man behind the world's greatest, most comprehensive travel website, JohnnyJet.com. Here's Johnny. Good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. Thank you, Bob.
Let's go through a little bit of what you wrote in your newsletter that caught my eye. Southwest Airlines 50% off fall fares. That sounds good.
It's gone. That was last night. It ended last night at midnight, so I'm sorry.
Oh, no. Any good fares still out of Chicago? Any place? I know everything is expensive these days.
They're definitely going up, but if you can wait until September, they'll definitely be down. That's why Southwest had this fall fare sale. You had to buy it by last night, but they were for fares in September through December, I think. But there will be more sales like that. That was Southwest's 50th anniversary. But you just got to keep checking and you know, subscribe to different newsletters or Twitter handles, and that's the way you find these deals. I mean, I get Southwest's newsletter, so that's why I learned about it, put it in my newsletter. But also, obviously, shameless plug, sign up for my newsletter because I put all this stuff in there. But you got to act fast on a lot of these, that's the way to do it. But there will be more, but not so much for the summer. I mean, summer is – I flew last night. I got in at midnight back in Los Angeles. I was in Connecticut, New York, and it was packed. I've never seen the baggage carousel so crowded ever. I posted a picture on Twitter. I'm like, it was five rows deep.
Wow.
I just read that yesterday had over 2 million people for the third time this month. And that's a Thursday. So today's numbers that are going to come out tomorrow – I think it's going to be the record. It's going to be over 2.1.
Wow. And international travel is up. Europe is open now, right?
Yes, they just announced it. I was just reading it just now. It's still a little confusing because I think each country can still demand a COVID test, even if you're fully vaccinated, like Italy. So right now, Italy is demanding everyone, all Americans, get on these COVID-free flights, which I don't really trust anyway, but you have to be tested before you get on the plane, and you have to be tested once you land in Italy.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then you don't have to quarantine. But, you know, with these new rules that are opening up, it really does open up Europe a lot more. However, the U.S. has not reciprocated. So Europeans still can't come here. Mm-hmm. And that's a problem for the airlines because, you know, they're not going to sell as many tickets. And by the way, once that does happen, wait till you see these security checkpoint numbers go through the roof and the lines get longer and longer. So, you know, you really got to time your travels right and make sure you have all the right ways to get through security.
Right. You wrote in your newsletter about the golden bathroom controversy. This is about Vladimir Putin's plane. This is his Air Force One, isn't it?
It is. So that plane, that was a Newsweek article, and that plane has been around, I think it's 2010. It wasn't his plane to begin with, but it's a Russian model. It has four engines. I can't even pronounce the make, but it's, you know, it looks pretty interesting. I mean, listen, you know it's got to be a nice plane if Putin's flying around in it.
lavish golden bathrooms, really?
Yeah, you know, we had a former president that used to like that, too.
Yeah, so I've
heard. Not into that.
Here's a question that always comes up. Is it better to buy airline tickets from a travel agent or directly from the airline or someplace else?
Well, here's the thing. If you use a travel agent, it might be better right now. Because right now, to get through to an airline, the call times... These call centers are just overwhelmed. They can't hire enough people. Everyone has all these vouchers they want to use. And even I have an Uber Elite phone number for American Airlines, and my wait time the other day was 1 hour.
Wow.
And I've been reading it's 9 hours for some people. So if you have a traditional travel agent, that's the way to go because they'll do all that dirty work for you. However, if you use an online travel agency like Expedia or Travelocity, you're going to have the same kind of problem as a lot of people did last fall, trying to get refunds or changing tickets.
Mm-hmm.
So I do recommend booking directly through the airline if you can. However, if you find a really good deal, you know, like a package deal. Then you can go through one of these online travel agencies. But it might be worth paying the $25 or $40, whatever these professional travel agents are going to charge. Because, you know, again, just because of these call centers, it's just a nightmare. And by the way, some tips and tricks for that, and the way I dealt with it, because I needed to add my daughter to my reservation as an infant, just use Twitter. I reached out to them, to American, to Travelocity, and they responded. I couldn't even get through Travelocity when I tried to call.
That is a good tip. More, go to johnnyjet.com, J-O-H-N-N-Y, johnnyjet.com. The newsletter's free. And, Johnny, do us a favor. If you see any good deals out of Chicago, would you post them?
Of course. I will. I'll look right now, actually.
Thank you. And we'll talk to you soon. Happy, safe travels.
Thank you. You too.